Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
I would like to welcome you once again to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. This weekly radio broadcast had its beginning over 70 years ago. The gospel message of Jesus Christ has been shared through this means into many places around the world during this time and by various speakers. Today we consider a great privilege to continue this way of reaching out into the world with the Bible's message of salvation. We pray that today all who hear will be drawn toward our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, His Son, who is our blessed Savior. I want to encourage everyone who listens to contact us if we can help you through our ministry with studies and or other materials that will answer your questions or lead you into a deeper understanding of God's written Word.
Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt, I found peace that is so and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that is learning to lean. Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Let me begin our message today by reading from the 10th chapter of Romans. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Rome, expecting to visit with these Christians in the future. In writing the letter, he shares many insights into the truth of the gospel that he preached in the name of Jesus. We read these words knowing they contain the spiritual truth we need for the saving of our souls. Romans chapter 10, verse 1 is where we will begin. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own. They did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses describes in this way the righteousness that is by the law. The man who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, or who will descend into the deep? But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith that we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with the mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scriptures says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now we have read through the 13th verse of Romans chapter 10. In particular, the Apostle Paul was very mindful of the Jewish relationship with God and that of the Gentiles as well. God had called him to be the apostle sent into the world to preach to the Gentiles, to carry the gospel to them. For us today, the message should be applied to any and all nationalities and races. The gospel message is universal, and it's universal to every person everywhere in the world. No one is excluded from the gift of salvation through the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the essence of this portion of the letter that Paul wrote. We should take it in today and know the truth that every single living person is invited into the family of God through a faith in Jesus Christ. And that is believing that he is God's only Son who came to save all of mankind from our sins. Because of God's choosing the Jewish nation to be his people through which he would send the world's Savior, this made a distinct separation that now through the message of salvation through faith in Christ would end. However, Paul begins this portion of his letter by referring to the Jews who were not accepting salvation for everyone through Christ. And that's because they were still holding to salvation through the old law of Moses. In the gospel account of the Apostle John, he makes this statement for us. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The point is made that God spoke to the Israelites, giving them the law from the mountain delivered by Moses. But when Jesus came, his message from heaven was not based upon law, but rather it was a message of grace and truth. This is why Paul writes about our justification by faith. In Acts chapter 15, we find the Apostle Peter making a statement about the law that had been given to the Jews. When some Jewish Christians wanted to impose Mosaical laws upon Gentiles before they could be saved, the Apostle Peter, referring to God's receiving Gentiles who believe in Jesus, said this: God knows the heart. He made no distinction between the necks of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear. No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved, just as they are. Peter knew that no one can be justified by law, for everyone sins and we fall short of God's glory. So then, back to our text of Romans 10. Paul describes some of the Jews who were at that time seeking a justification before God by means of their own making. And it was not that of believing in Jesus as the Savior, because he had died for the sins of the world. I bring this message to our attention today because we so desire that all who hear our programs will know that we are preaching the gospel based upon the knowledge of God's infinite love for all mankind. He has given his one and only Son to become the satisfaction for our sins. We preach to persuade the hearts of men and women to believe in Jesus and by that faith be saved from the condemnation of our sins. Has God's grace reached you? Has salvation come to you? If not, we pray you will seek it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.